Hi guys, welcome back to Elephants in the Room. I know I sound like a robot, and I don't know if you can hear that I sound like a robot, but I can hear in my ears that I sound like a robot, and I can't figure out the setting as to why I sound like a robot. So if I sound like a robot, I'm really, really sorry. As you guys can tell, I am not in my normal recording space. Actually, this is by choice because I am back in LA. I'm back home, I guess you could say home, even though it doesn't necessarily feel like home yet because I travel so much and I haven't like even really been here to like settle in or feel like it's my home. But I'm technically back home, which is exciting. But I decided today for whatever reason, I was like, you know what? I'm actually going to record it outside just because I felt like, I don't know, I just wanted the fresh air and I don't know, I just didn't want to be like closed into my like apartment. It's small and like it's a little studio, and even though I love it, I kind of just wanted a different feeling. So I was like, I'm just going to record outside. I don't really know what I'm doing. It's funny because I've had this podcast for like 8 months now or something. And I still, every time I go to record, like the technical side of things stresses me out so much. The talking doesn't stress me out because I'm good at talking too much, but the technical side of things stresses me out. I like feel like I'm going to have like a whole panic attack every time because I feel like something goes wrong that I like didn't know could go wrong because I thought everything that I already knew would go wrong. Anyways, yeah, pray for me. I'm clearly like mentally feeling a little weird, but it's fine. Anyways, there's a bug on my phone. Oh my gosh. I just got it off. I'm filming on my phone. I actually have a camera, but I prefer the iPhone. I prefer the iPhone camera. I don't know why. It's just better to me. I'm just a very simple gal. Like I like to not overcomplicate those kind of things. I overcomplicate everything else, but I don't like, yeah, like technology is scary. Anyways. Oh, okay. All of that to say, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to talk to you guys. I'm also a little nervous because I haven't filmed a podcast episode in like a month and a half because I had all the episodes that I've been putting out have been pre-recorded because obviously you guys know I was traveling Europe, which was so, so, so fun. So yeah, now I'm here and, I'm excited to be here. I feel a little weird. I've been going through a lot a lot that I want to share, a lot that I don't want to share, just because even though I'm a really open person, obviously I wouldn't have this podcast if I wasn't an open person. But I feel like something that God has taught me through some of the seasons that I've gone through is the power of, you know, privacy and the power of protection over situations or hardships that you're going through. You know, especially when they involve other people or just other circumstances or things. And sometimes we want to speak on them right away. But sometimes I think it's good to wait, gain perspective, and like, you know, not be as emotionally attached or emotionally invested in the situation or what you're going through before you speak too deeply on it. Now, I'll never stray away from telling you guys that I'm struggling or that I'm hurting, because that's the whole point of why I do this, is to share the struggles and to be honest and raw and real with you guys and to try to help you guys feel less alone throughout the struggle. So even though I can't necessarily tell you exactly what I'm going through right now, I will just say I've been going through a lot and I have been feeling extremely exhausted and sad and stressed and, you know, unwell in a lot of ways. And I'm figuring it out and I'm navigating it. And something I'm trying to focus on right now is self-care and just trusting and leaning on God through this time. So please be praying for me if you can. And just, yeah, a reminder as always that you're not alone if you are struggling. So, okay, let's get into the episode for today. So, today's episode, it was actually something that came to me to talk about last night. because last night I had a really, really scary dream. Like the scariest dream that I've probably ever had in my life. One of the most vivid dreams that I've ever had in my life. And it was definitely attack. Call it spiritual warfare. Call it sleep paralysis. You know, I was definitely being attacked, I believe, by the enemy. As you guys know, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus, and I also believe just as there is good and just as there is God, there is also evil, and there is also a devil. There is also someone after our souls who wants to bring evil and destruction into this world. And so I really definitely feel like I was being attacked, which was super scary. And it just got me thinking a lot about fear and living in fear and living with fear and what that does to our bodies, what that does to our spirits, what that does to our health. And so I don't want to get too much into it today in the sense of like, there's so much to learn and there's so much to talk about in this. But I just want to talk a little bit about why I think living in fear and living with fear is so hard. And, you know, some ways that I've tried to overcome it, but also just me wanting to be vulnerable with you guys and share, you know, just some of the ways that I've like really been struggling with fear in my life. So let's talk first about fear. So fear is an unpleasant feeling triggered by the perception of danger, real or imagined. So whether you're in actual danger or you are imagining you're in danger, that is where fear comes from. So for example, like if you see a bear and a bear is chasing after you in the wilderness, like you're in danger. Like obviously that's like a real scenario where you are in danger. And then there's also, you know, the scenario of it's imagined. And I think that's a little bit in my eyes linked to anxiety and the thought of like when you start to fear outcomes of situations, of relationships, of different things, of circumstances in your life, and you live in fear of like the outcome that could happen, if that makes sense. And so fear is really scary because it's like we can physically go through it and like mentally and emotionally go through it as well. I guess you would say mentally. And it's not good for us. So like when we are in fear, we go into fight or flight mode. I don't know if you guys have ever heard about fight or flight before, but fight or flight is literally when you're in danger, you either fight or you flight. So that means you either fight back and you go at the issue or at the thing that is, you know, causing the thing that's putting you in danger, you go after it or you run from it. And it's crazy because we would physically do that. So like if you saw a bear, you would fight or flight. What would you do? You would run. You would flight. You would run away from the bear to try to protect yourself. But it's crazy because this also links to how we handle stuff in our lives, in our normal lives and in our relationships and in our minds. And so it's really ironic that it plays into both. And the thing about fight or flight is that you're in survival mode, and survival mode is you just want to live. You want to be alive. That is your goal, is to stay alive. And so obviously that reaction in our body is a really good reaction because it protects us, right? So like if we see a bear, like it's protecting us from like getting killed by the bear, if that makes sense. But the problem is that that same trigger and that same reaction and stress that comes on your body also comes for fear that's imagined. And so what do most of us do? Me, at least as an anxious person, I fear everything all the time. All the time. And a lot of times too, I mean, it goes deeper than that. Like the fear can stem from abuse. It can be a trigger from a specific abuse that you endured, from a specific situation that's already happened. And so you see the same outcome happening. You know, it can be triggered from anytime you were in danger in your life, whether that was physically, emotionally, or mentally, maybe in a relationship or a situation, you'll get triggered by that certain thing and it will send your body into survival mode, fight or flight. So that's the scary thing, is like in a real life situation where we're being chased by a bear, it's good that we get into fight or flight. But when we're constantly doing that in our lives, it's really harmful on the body because our bodies are not meant to live in survival mode. And I don't know if you guys have ever felt like you've lived in survival mode, but I definitely have. Like, I remember when I first started going to therapy and my therapist was like, Nicole, your body is like really, really needing a break right now. Like, you need peace, you need rest, you need to not be in survival mode. And I remember actually after my divorce, when I was, you know, starting to heal and starting to recover, I was still going through it emotionally, but I was finally out of that situation and of my childhood, where in both of those situations for me, I was in fight or flight mode and I was in survival mode in my marriage and also during my childhood because my parents were drug addicts and it was very unsafe. So my body, you know, it's good because fear is like triggering us that we're not safe. And so it's trying to protect us. That's a good thing. But it's scary because it does have effects on the body when we're constantly in fight or flight or when we're constantly in survival mode. So I remember my therapist, you know, when I started to heal and I started to work through things, I went through like a period of such bad, I guess you could call depression or sadness, where I just slept. I just slept and I started to, you know, just feel the weight and the exhaustion. I was so tired. And it's funny because before that, like I could handle being awake and like doing stuff and like I didn't get worn out as quickly, I guess you could say, but like during that time, like I would go to work for like 3 hours or like do something for like 30 minutes. And I was like winded and done for the day. And I was just so exhausted all the time. And then, you know, I started to think, okay, well, like, I can fix this. Like maybe it's my eating or maybe, you know, I'm not seeing enough sun or I'm not exercising enough. Like I'm going to do self-care. That's going to help me be less exhausted and less tired. And then I did, and I would eat right and I would sleep and I would work out and I would do all these things and I would spend time with God and I still was exhausted all the time. And I'd go to my therapist and I was like, why? I don't understand why this is happening. I'm frustrated. Like, and she was like, Nicole, you were living in survival mode for 19 years of your life. Since you were born, you've been living in survival mode because of the unsafe situations and, you know, environments that you've been in. You're finally not living in survival mode. Your body is finally able to rest. And so it needs to catch up. It needs to catch up all of that time and all of that stress where it was living in survival mode, because our bodies are not meant to do that long term. And so I was like, dang, okay, like that makes sense, but obviously it's not ideal. Like I didn't want that. But, you know, I started to see that. And then I started to see as I slowly started to be in a safe place and heal and do self-care and do all these things. And slowly over time, I started to regain more energy. But I don't know if you guys have ever felt like this. I've definitely felt like this. Hopefully you guys will understand this. Have you guys ever like gone through something emotional or let's say gone through something that triggered you really bad? So like I will get really triggered, like certain wounds, my abandonment wounds, or, you know, anything like that. If I get triggered, like, and I feel like I'm going to be abandoned or my abandonment wound gets triggered and I'm emotional and I cry or whatever, the next day I will wake up and I will literally feel like a bus hit me. Like I literally will feel like my body is shut down. Like it's, I physically feel the weight of the world and it's like my body just feels weak and tired and fatigued and exhausted and like I just feel dead inside. Have you guys ever gone through that? Have you guys ever felt like that? After you get triggered, you wake up the next day and you're like, you're just like spent. It's because when you get triggered like that from a traumatic event, your body goes back into survival mode. It gets triggered, fight or flight. And it's not good. It's not good for you. So let's talk a little bit about this. So yeah, when you are in fear, stress hormones release like cortisol and adrenaline and your blood pressure and your heart rate increases, you know, when you fear, when you're stressed. Anyway, so yeah, so that's what happens when you're in fear. You release stress hormones that aren't good for you, especially long term. And then when you're in a constant state of fight or flight due to stress, this is technically called sustained sympathetic tone, and it can cause problems including exhaustion and fatigue. You can be eating well and taking care of yourself, but still feel that you have no stamina. And when I was researching today about the episode and about fear and about survival mode and all these things, I read that and I was like, oh my gosh, that was literally me. And so like, if you feel exhausted all the time, and no matter what you do, no matter how many workout classes you do and how much you, you know, eat healthy, good foods and you sleep, if you just feel exhausted all the time, you may be living in survival mode, or you may be recovering from spending a good portion of time living in survival mode from a traumatic event that happened to you. And so your body is literally recovering and catching up to protect itself and to heal itself. Like your body, it's so crazy. Our minds, we can trick our minds into thinking that we're okay, and we can trick our minds into continuing to move, but you can't trick your body. I don't know if you guys have ever read the book. I haven't read it, but I've heard about it, and it's The Body Keeps Score. Like the body, your body will get worn out. If you are putting it through emotional distress, traumatic events, abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse, anxiety, stress, if you're putting yourself in toxic situations or putting yourself in a place where you're not safe or you are in fear, whatever that is, your body's going to keep score of that. Your body is going to need to catch up to all the trauma and all the pain and that it caused. Like your body is going to be worn down and worn out. And that's just a reality. And again, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm no professional. I'm just a girl with a lot of trauma who is just sharing. But like, these are things that I've learned. So forgive me if I say something wrong or a term wrong or anything, but I'm just trying to share what I know. So yeah, if you've been feeling like that, guys, I want you to look at your life and I want you to see if you are currently in survival mode. I want you to research about it. I want you to research about what triggers you to become, you know, susceptible to that, and what pushes you to go into survival mode and how you need to get out of it. There are things that you can do to help with fear and stress, which are things that lead you to go into survival mode. There are things you can do. There are practices you can do. There are habits you can do. There are a lot of self-care things you can do. There's deep breathing. There's praying, you know, spending time with God, reading your word. If you're a Christian, you know, whatever it is that calms you down and that makes you feel peace, there are a lot of things to self-soothe yourself and to help you with fear. You know, you can try to practice being in the moment. Like I said, breathing, all these different things. There's a lot of things you can do. But let me tell you something. You can do all of those things, but if you are continuing to let yourself be in a situation, whether that be a toxic relationship, you know, a toxic friend, toxic parents, anyone that's emotionally or physically abusive, if you are continually putting yourself in a situation where you are not safe, it doesn't matter how many little things you do, your body is going to be living in fear and living in survival mode. And it's going to have long-term effects. So before you look at all the little simple solutions to help, you need to look at the bigger picture. You need to look at the situation you are allowing yourself to be in. And if you are in an unsafe situation, if you are in a situation where you are continually in fear and you are continually unsafe, you need to really reconsider exiting that situation. Now, obviously, nothing is perfect. No relationship is perfect. No situation is perfect. We all have things. We all have things we're working through, and sometimes those things manifest into unhealthy behaviors, and they manifest into abuse, even if it's unintentional, from people we love. But we need to be able to set healthy boundaries with those people, and if those healthy boundaries aren't working and you are still continually being abused or hurt or you are unsafe, you need to remove yourself. You need to find solutions. And listen, I'm preaching to the choir here. There are many times in my life where I have not done that, and I have let myself stay in really scary places. But I just want to encourage you guys that you matter and your health and your body matters. And like, these things are serious things. And I know there's a lot of people out there watching this right now who know in their spirit right now that there's something, there's someone, there's some situation that they may need to remove themselves from to take care of themselves, but they don't want to. And I get it. And I get it. And again, I get that every situation is different. Every relationship, everything is so unique. So take what I say with a grain of salt, but pray about it. Think about it. Talk to someone. If you have a therapist, if you know someone who, you know, is emotionally healthy, talk to them. You want to be safe. You want to be protected. You don't want to live in survival mode and you don't want to live in fear. So with all of that being said, sorry guys, that was like a lot, but hopefully that made sense to you. So I want to talk a little bit about living in fear in the sense of, you know, what we do on a daily basis or our relationships, or our situations. So as an anxious girl with abandonment issues, I live in fear a lot. A lot of my life I've lived in fear. Fear of the outcome, fear of being abandoned, fear of doing something wrong, just fear, fear, fear. And, you know, I don't believe that we're called to live in fear. I believe as a Christian, we're called to live through the strength of God and to rely on Him and to understand that, you know, He is our protection. He's sufficient for us. He's what we need. But regardless of your religious standpoint or what you believe in, I will just say that we are not called to live in fear, guys, because fear controls you. And when you're making decisions out of fear and not making decisions from the right place, it will control your whole life. And it can really hinder your life. It can hinder your growth. I just want to remind you guys that what is meant for you will be for you. Who is meant for you will be for you. If you're in a relationship or a situation where you constantly have to worry and you constantly have to say, if I do this, you know, walk on eggshells, it's not the relationship you want to be in. It's not the situation. It's not the friendship that you want to be in. Now, again, no one's perfect, but we all deserve someone who chooses us even when it's hard. And I'm going to tell you something, no amount of right things that you do in your life will stop someone from leaving you or from abandoning you or from walking out of your life if they're not healthy enough to love you. I know it sucks. It sucks. But relationships, friendships, even, you know, healthy relationships with parents, all of those things, it takes more than love. It takes work and it takes two healthy, aware people that are striving. So, yeah, I just want to remind you guys of that. The next thing I want to talk about is understanding that when you are living in fear and when the weight of the world feels on you and you're worried about if you're going to get the job, if you're going to lose the job, if they're going to leave you, if they're going to stay with you, if you're going to fail at this, if you're going to fail at that, if everything's going to be okay, if you're going to get better, if you're always constantly living in anxiety and fear, I want to remind you that you're not in control. Now, this is a controversial subject because a lot of people say you're in control of your own life. You're in control. And yes, there are things that you are in control of in your life. There are things. But ultimately, this is all so much bigger than us. Yeah, we can control what we do with our day. We can control what we eat, where we go, who we talk to, the habits we have, and all these different things. There are a lot of things that are out of our control, a lot of bigger things. I believe that God is in control. I believe that He has a plan for your life. And I believe that it's divine. There's someone who I believe is God who is looking out for you and who loves you and who is bigger than these problems and who's bigger than these fears and bigger than these doubts. And even though it's really hard, you know, it's harder said than done to take that into practice, because trust me, your girl lives in anxiety and fear all the time. And I doubt God all the time. And I doubt myself all the time. But I'm just here to remind you and me that we can't do that. We can focus on what we can control, but we can't focus on what we can't control. We have to let it go and we have to give it to God. We have to give it away and say, I'm going to focus on what I can control and what I can't control. What's meant will be meant. Or what's meant to be will happen. And what's right will happen. And, you know, it's going to work out. It's going to work out. So I just want to encourage you guys with that. you know, we fear a lot of things, whether, you know, spooky dreams or, you know, fear of being hurt, being abandoned, not being enough for someone, failure. We worry about the future. We worry about our plans not working out. We worry about not having enough money, not having enough, whatever. We worry a lot. But I have a verse I want to read to you guys. So we're going to be reading in Matthew 6. And I just wanted to read this specific verse to you guys. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I love this verse for a lot of reasons, but mainly it reminds me to give my bigger worries and the things that I'm out of control of to God, and the things that I am in control of and the choices that I can make to be careful with those and to be intentional about the little choices that I make, because they do affect my mood. They do affect my day. Ultimately, I trust God with the big things, and I have to, because I can't worry about tomorrow. I can worry about today, and I can worry about what I'm in control of and the choices that I make. But past that, I have to give it to Him. And so I love that it says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own, which is so true. It's so, so, so true. And I just want to encourage you guys that, you know, God is there and He loves you. And if you have fears and if you're scared and if you're struggling, His strength is sufficient for you. His strength is made perfect in your weakness. And He is the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Jesus single-handedly got me through the darkest part of my life, the darkest parts of my life. And He continues to get me through those times. I doubt God. I fail. I sin. I struggle. But at the end of the day, God has never not showed up, and He's never stopped loving me. When I call on Him, He's there. And sometimes I don't feel it. Sometimes I don't feel Him, and sometimes He doesn't answer my prayers the ways I want them. But when I call out to the name of Jesus, He's there. And I feel His comfort, even if it's small. So I just want to encourage you guys. You know, there's obviously a lot of little things that you can do to stop living in fear. But I also want you guys to think bigger. Look at the situation you're in. Look at the environment you're in. And also, I'd say trust. Trust that God is bigger than your worries and your fears, and He's looking out for you. I hope that all made sense. I feel like I say that at the end of every episode. I'm like gaslighting myself. Well, I don't want to use the word gaslight because I feel like people use that word too much. But Anyways, I love you guys very much. I hope that all made sense. I hope that brought any amount of peace to your life. And I'm so beyond grateful for you guys. And I'm so excited for this next season of my life and walking into just whatever God has for me. And I'm grateful that I get to do this. And I'm grateful that you guys get to be a part of it. I'm thankful for you. If you would like to support me, you can follow me on all my social media platforms at Elephants in the Room, and also my personal social media platforms, Nicole.Donna,